Order, order.
It's a proud day for this Parliament and for this country.
National's John Carter, Associate Minister for Local Government, ending 20 hours of debate under urgency on the legislation setting up a new super council to run Auckland. All that remained was for Assistant Speaker Rick Barker to call for the final vote.
The question is that the Local Government Auckland Council Bill be now read a third time. Those who are of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
The contrary opinion will say no.
No.
The ayes have it. Party vote is called for. Clerk, please conduct a party vote.
New Zealand National.
58 in favour.
New Zealand Labour.
43 opposed.
Green Party.
9 opposed.
ACT New Zealand.
5 in favour.
Māori Party.
5 opposed.
Progressive.
Jim Anderton.
1 vote opposed.
United Future.
Peter Dunn.
1 vote in favour.
Members, the ayes are 64, the noes are 58. The motion is agreed to.
With that, the House turned to the first of the four bills remaining in the urgency motion, returning after lunch for question time. For Labour, that was an opportunity to continue their probing of the relationship between Finance Minister Bill English, his family trust and his Wellington home. That saw Labour's Pete Hodgson asking questions on behalf of his deputy leader, Annette King, that were addressed to the Prime Minister about his Finance Minister's ministerial entitlements that were answered on John Key's behalf by his deputy.
Does he believe that it is ethical for the Minister of Finance to undertake legal manoeuvres which happen to increase his family trust's receipts from the taxpayer at the same time as the Minister of Finance requires restraint in every other aspect of government expenditure?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, I understand the Minister of Finance has explained many times publicly that he accepts there was a perception problem, and that is why he paid the money back and now receives the same allowance as about 100 other members of Parliament.
Mr. Hodgson then quoted from the Prime Minister's own rules on entitlements available to his ministers.
Members of the Executive must be open in the use of public resources and disclose any conflict of interest in utilising entitlements, whether that conflict is pecuniary, personal, familial, or as the result of any association.
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, I can only restate what the Minister of Finance has said many times. He agreed that there was a perception of an interest in the arrangements, and that is why he paid the money back. What else can he do?
There was also a question for Mr. English to answer on his Prime Minister's behalf from the Māori Party's Te Uaroa Flavel.
Tēnā Mr. Speaker, kia ora tātou. To the Prime Minister, does he have confidence in the Minister for Land Information to accept the recommendation of the New Zealand Geographic Board that Whanganui City should be spelt with an H consistent with the history, the heritage, the culture, the language and people of Whanganui, and what will be the process to enact this decision?
The Honourable Bill English.
Speaker, it is my understanding that the Minister of Land Information, who's a considered minister, will look at the board's finding and make any inquiries as he sees fit before making his decision.
The Minister for Land Information, incidentally, is Maurice Williamson, while Pansy Wong is the Minister of Women's Affairs, and she made the most of this Patsy question from National backbencher Amy Adams.
What support did the Ministry of Women's Affairs receive in Budget 2009 to advance the causes of women in New Zealand?
The Honourable Pansy Wong.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank the National colleagues who supported Ministry of Women Affairs. We see $2 million for the next 4 years to tackle the 12% pay gap that exists since 2001 under Labour's watch. Now the Ministry of Women Affairs can embark on four projects to tackle the pay gap. The first one is tackle the differences in pay between male and female professionals after completing tertiary study. The second one is to promote the business case for flexible work arrangements, to develop career paths for women in low-paid jobs and to highlight barriers deputy when young women from choosing trade occupation. So thank you to the National Colleague support.
Parliament's back next week at 2 on Tuesday. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.